Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Afternoon Drive. It is All-Star Day here in Denver, Colorado. If you want to reach us, you can do so on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, we are giving away $50 in slot play to Sasquatch and Wildcard Casino up in Blackhawk. And while you're up there, you can win a Ranger Crew 900 if you don't want it. No problem. They're going to give you nearly $10,000 in cash instead. Grand prize drawings, July 24th and 25th. If you have won that $50 slot play card in the past, you are not eligible to win again. Andrew, I understood you held down the fort very well when
I was on vacation. Tried to. I did my best. You know, obviously, it's a little bit of a different role when you're driving rather than when you're not really the passenger, but when you're the co-pilot.
It's easier. It is easier to be the co-pilot. It is easier to be the passenger because you really don't have to think. You just have to react.
You react. But I think I did all right. I mean, I went back
it's
and
not
listened.
What Danny told me.
Yeah, what Danny tell you?
He sent me an email late on Friday night.
Yeah.
And a lot of expletives. And then he said, I hope it goes better on Monday. And he just had a one-word email to me on Monday, which was same. And that was it.
Okay.
I don't know what that meant.
All right. Well, I guess I took something different from the re-listen than y'all did. But it went all right. And, of course, we had two outstanding guests, Danilo Piro filled in on Friday. And then Zach Stevens, of my cohort from DNVR, filled in yesterday, which... you know, like I said on air and I said to you earlier today, I mean, obviously he wasn't sick of me from doing a show in the morning because he was back here in the afternoon doing 2 hours with me on the radio. So I got that going for me.
I
got
to tell you something. I don't want to talk much about what I did over the weekend. We were up in Grand Lake and Granby. It was a blast. I have never played so much golf in my life, and all of it was completely unexpected. We had scheduled 18 holes yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we played, I think it was like called Pole Creek or something like that. It's up near Granby. It might be the most beautiful course I've ever played in my life. It was absolutely stunning. We played 45 holes of golf over the course of 3.5 days.
I'm looking at the picture right now on their website.
It is stunning.
It looks, pictures, because it scrolls up there. It looks gorgeous.
The pictures do not do it justice.
Oh, that's a pretty good picture.
I'm telling you, it does not do it justice. I'll tell you something else as well. Mm-hmm. So we are at 5280. Up there, it's over 8,000 feet.
Oh, my.
My pitching wedge, generally speaking, is about 120, mm-hmm. 125. I was hitting my pitching wedge 150. And it totally threw me off.
It's over 7,100 yards is the course.
It's a long course. Yeah. Well, depends on where you play. Right. I wasn't playing from the tips. Yeah, I was playing right before the tips.
It needs to be long. The highest point on the course is 8,812 feet above sea level.
Crazy. But a blast. We went whitewater rafting. Mm-hmm. We rented a pontoon boat. Grand Lake is one of the best kept secrets in this entire state.
Ooh.
So don't go there because we're going to be going back.
Oh,
it is fabulous.
And I was going to check it out. Silly me.
It is Breckenridge with less congestion.
Oh, nice.
It is tremendous. With that, let's talk about All-Star Game tonight, All-Star Weekend. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Marco's Pizza in Aurora, where everything is fresh, never frozen, like the dough and sauces to go with hand-cut meats and veggies. Order today at either location, off Smoky Hill Road or Quincy in Aurora.
Well, Denver got the All-Star game in April. They had to really prepare for this in a hurry. It was like putting it in a microwave. I think, I'm sorry, I know you don't like Dick Montfort, but he and his staff have done a brilliant job putting together this weekend.
The business side of the Colorado Rockies
is excellent.
Is outstanding, second to none. social media, they're great there. But for example, in terms of pulling off an event, making sure that the event itself, whether you're talking about just a weekend series or a big thing like this, they're second to none at this. So the ability to put this together on 3 months and 7 days notice, unparalleled. And, you know, there were some that thought, oh, taking the All-Star game now means that they're out of the rotation for future All-Star games. I'm not sure that's the case. I think, given what they did in pulling off this All-Star game, a reward from Major League Baseball might be another All-Star weekend sooner rather than later.
No, 10 years from now. You have too many other ballparks, too many other cities.
But hey, usually you wouldn't get it but every 30 years, right?
Yeah.
I think it'll be back in 10 years.
I'll tell you what this feels like. It feels like, because of the state of the Colorado Rockies, that you live in a studio apartment that's 425 feet. It's in a bad part of the neighborhood, and it's infested with rats. And then for the weekend, you get to move into a gorgeous mansion, which is All-Star Weekend, and everybody's in town, and you're hosting a big party at your mansion, and all the beautiful people are there, and all the stars are there, and the festivities and the pageantry. And then after tonight, you have to move back into your studio apartment.
See, I think actually it's different. I think you're in the mansion all along, because Coors Field is a great park. But the problem...
The mansion, to me, is the franchise in general.
But here's what you're doing. It's All-Star Weekend, so you've brought in kind of... You've rented furniture.
Best
caterers and all that. You're throwing a party beyond parallel, and you're doing a wonderful job. The day after the party... The rental company comes in. They take back all the furniture, and all of a sudden, all the food's gone. And you look in the pantry.
You got your ripped couch.
You got peanut butter and Cheez-Its.
Right.
You've got a jug of water in the fridge, and you don't have any place to sit because you don't have any furniture. That's what this is.
Well, you know what else? Here, and I think this is the truest analogy. You have hardwood floors, and they are stained. But for All-Star Weekend, they brought in the finest oriental rugs to cover up those stains.
That's a good analogy, too.
And now, in about 5 hours, the oriental rugs come out of the house, and those stains are all over the floor.
Well, the Dodgers are meeting town this weekend, so...
What most interests you about tonight's All-Star game?
Shohei Ohtani.
No question about it. I got to tell you something about this kid. It's his fourth year in the league. You know, because of injuries, he hasn't played certainly three full seasons. And then, of course, you have last year in which they didn't play a full season. This has been his breakout year. He just turned 27. And he is going to be showcased tonight as the starting pitcher. He's the DH. He is leading off. He doesn't have to be taken out of the game. And he is the focal point of this game.
He is. And last night, even though he didn't win, obviously Pete Alonso walked away with the second straight home run derby title, he was the focal point. And the way it began for him, it's kind of like you're a Star Wars guy, right?
I am. May the Schwartz be with you.
When he started out in the home run derby and got off to a really slow start, you're thinking, man, this is the most overhyped thing since the Phantom Menace. But then he came along, and by the end of it, you had The Empire Strikes Back.
Well, you had Rogue One. The Phantom Menace stunk.
Yeah, exactly.
He was Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, you had this hyped event
that
didn't live up to the expectations at first. But then all of a sudden, you had a masterpiece, and just because he didn't advance out of the first round doesn't mean he didn't put on a show. I mean, it was to Juan Soto's credit that he was able to match Ohtani basically swing for swing. It was tremendous theater last night.
Now, you are about 10 years younger than me. Is that correct? You are 40 what?
45.
And I'll be 53 this year. So we're roughly the same age, roughly. And what I mean by that is...
We're both Gen X.
There we go. Does this All-Star game have as much meaning to you as it did 35 years ago, or for me, 40 plus years ago?
No. It doesn't. And not that it ever had a great deal of meaning to me.
Huge meaning.
I enjoyed watching it. And of course, the thing was, it's AL pitchers against NL hitters and vice versa, and there was no interleague play. Interleague play changed the value of the All-Star game because just kind of when I was growing up, for example, Roger Clemens wasn't going to pitch to Dale Murphy outside of the All-Star game. As a Braves fan, that kind of matchup meant something to me. Now, with interleague play, you're seeing every other team every three years at the most, sometimes more often than that. You don't have those matchups that you think, man, I may never see this again.
Okay. Here's the difference for me, and it has nothing to do with interleague play. Back when I was growing up, free agency was barely a thought. When the National League played the American League, it meant something to win because guys weren't changing teams. Who was the best league? Mm-hmm. That's what it was about.
Remember when the National League went on that run?
Correct.
In the 70s?
Right. But it was about who was the best league. Yeah. Now, because you have players changing teams and switching leagues, it's not the same. Back when I was growing up, Pete Rose played his career pretty much with the Reds. Yeah. Johnny Bench played with the Reds. Perez played with the Reds. Brooks Robinson played with the Baltimore Orioles. Nobody changed teams. You knew what to expect. Every single year, it was pretty much the same players and which league had the better players because they didn't change teams back then. And there was a lot of pride back then as well. I heard a story, the 1971 All-Star Game, which today is the 50th anniversary of it, or the same year. It's the 50th anniversary of the 1971 All-Star Game, which is the greatest All-Star Game of all time because I believe there were 22 or 23 future Hall of Famers in that game. And the president of the National League, we don't have that anymore. There's no president of the American League or the National League anymore.
No, there's no, just like there are no NLAL umpires.
So with that, the president of the National League walked into the locker room of the National League and said, if you guys lose this game, do not expect to be All-Stars next year.
Wow.
That's how different the times were.
Yeah. And in fact, I'll have to check and see how the All-Star lineup looked the next year because the NL did lose that game.
They did, 6-3. 6-4, yeah.
But the thing, you mentioned Pete Rose. The year before...
You know what made that game significant? What? Two black pitchers.
Yes.
Two black starting pitchers.
Doc Ellis and Vida Blue.
And there was a lot of controversy about Sparky Anderson starting Doc Ellis, and Doc Ellis was vocal about it and said, well, you don't want to have two black starting pitchers in the game. What's the problem, Sparky? It was a huge deal back in 1971.
Yeah. The other thing, you mentioned Pete Rose earlier. The year before was when he barreled over Ray Fosse at the plate in the All-Star game, and Fosse
was competitive.
Really, yeah, competitive. Fosse was never quite the same after that. And in 1978, when the NL was trying to look for any advantage to keep their streak that they had going alive, Pete Rose actually had baseballs imported from Japan for the NL to take batting practice with. The baseballs from Japan were wound tighter, thus they sailed farther.
Right.
And he thought that they could psych out the American League if they took BP with these tightly wound balls that were flying into the stands.
Right.
And the NL won that game, so it certainly didn't hurt.
And from what I understand, Pete bet on every swing. Coming up after the break, well, what does Peyton Manning think about Aaron Rodgers coming here? Not a lot. Not a lot.
But there are reasons why I think he thinks that.
That's next.
I'm hearing what you say, but I just can't make you sound.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back, Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason, watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, I want to tell you about Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air. I worked with them. I thought they were coming out to give me a 30-point inspection and safety check. It was only $69, best deal going in town. And then they said to me, well, your air conditioning unit is 28 years old, and this thing is on its last legs. Well, I got to tell you something. Nobody enjoys writing that check. But I felt so good writing that check to Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air for a lot of reasons. Number one, their customer service is outstanding because they communicated so well. They said they'd be there at 12:15. They showed up at 12:15. Plus, I got the best equipment out there. I'm hoping, and it wouldn't surprise me if Rudd, the type of equipment that is being used by Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air, best in the business. It wouldn't surprise me if that lasts for 28 years. It's really good stuff. All of their technicians can do plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. I had a problem with one of my toilets. I said, hey, are you qualified to look at this? He goes, yeah, we're trained to do everything. So if you need anything done in your house, Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air, they can do it all. I loved working with them. They have over 300 five-star Google reviews, and I gave them one because absolutely did they deserve it. And Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air will meet or beat any written offer. Go to mightyph.com. That's mightyph.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Mighty Plumbing and Heating. Why does Mighty Plumbing and Heating have nearly 155 star reviews? No one has better service and they will meet or beat any written offer. Go to mightyph.com.
All right, Aaron Rodgers says he will decide about his plans for this upcoming season in the next few weeks. Duh, because training camp begins for all teams, including the Packers, in the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, Peyton Manning chimed in about this. He was at the festivities yesterday at Coors Field for the All-Star festivities. He said, I hope Rodgers and the Packers make amends and work it out. Remember, Peyton Manning loves this team. I mean, I understand that, you know, when he goes in the Hall of Fame, it's not going to say Colts or Broncos for him.
He'll say both.
But I think his loyalty is to the Broncos, and he would love to see the Broncos win, win, win.
But he's also a football historian.
Exactly. So he said, I hope they can make amends and work it out. The Packers are close. My gut is Rodgers is not coming to Denver. My gut is Denver is going to have Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater be their quarterback at this point. You kind of got to know what your plan is. You can't be having a new quarterback 3 weeks before the season. For starters, you think Manning has any inside information specifically from Rodgers?
I don't think so.
I don't think he does either.
And I think we're all products of our experiences. And like I mentioned, Peyton is a football historian. He grew up around the game with his dad, of course, Archie, playing for the Saints. And he's often talked about how cool it is when somebody who's a great player can play their entire career with one team.
Like Eli.
Eli got to experience that. Archie didn't. Right? Archie was traded to Houston in 1982 when Peyton Manning was 6 years old. And Peyton, even though he came to embrace and love Denver and Colorado and being with the Broncos, it wasn't something he wanted.
He wanted to stay with Indianapolis.
He wanted to be a Colt for life, and yep, he feels, and I think, honestly, sometimes that's part of why he feels the way he does, is because he feels like something that was meant to be was taken away, that he wanted to be identified with one jersey, one team, and that was it. And so I think he views it through that prism. He also views it through the prism of saying, hey, when I changed teams, it took me a little while to really get comfortable, so how can somebody else be comfortable? To which I think that's a great point, but Aaron Rodgers coming in November is likely still a significant upgrade over whoever the Broncos
I'll throw an analogy your way. Let's just say you are a three-star Michelin chef at one of the best Italian restaurants in the country. And then
you're good with these analogies, by the way.
What's that?
You're good with these analogies.
Well, thank you for it. I'm making this up as I go along. There's no teleprompter here. This is purely ad-libbed. You are a three-star Michelin chef at one of the best Italian restaurants in the country. And your boss says to you, I just opened a brand new Mexican restaurant in Las Vegas, and it opens in 3 weeks, and I need you to take over. Will there be an adjustment? Yes. But at the end of the day, being a chef at the highest level is being a chef. And you understand the way ingredients work together. You understand cook times. You understand all of that. Quarterbacks understand quarterbacking. Mm-hmm. And maybe the terminology changes. And instead of using, in Italian dishes, parsley, you are using far more, cumin.
Parsley with cilantro.
There you go.
That's the exchange.
With a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who is a Michelin chef, by that analogy, he can figure it out much quicker than most. And I have all the confidence in the world that if it was 3 weeks before, there might be some bumps in the road, but that learning curve will not be as steep.
I'm going to credit my friend and DNVR cohort, Ryan Konigsberg, with this assessment. If you trade for Peyton, or if you trade for Aaron Rodgers, pardon me, on a Saturday, and you're playing, say, Dallas the next day, you start Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I agree with you, but
you expect bumps. It's not going to be the next day, Aaron Rodgers.
I would not start him the next day.
That's an extreme example.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. 3 weeks, you're not going to have the timing down with Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton and Noah Fant. I get that. But you have 3 weeks to digest a playbook at hyperspeed. And again, it will not be perfect, but Aaron Rodgers' football IQ, I believe, is high enough where he could digest at a much greater rate than most.
And actually, that wouldn't happen because the trade deadline's on Tuesday. So let's say in this universe, it's 2 days after the Washington game, November 2nd of this year. You play Dallas in 5 days. You pull off a deal for Aaron Rodgers.
I don't start him.
You wouldn't start him 5 days later.
No, I would not.
I would.
Because this is not like basketball. It's not like hockey, and it's not like baseball. There is a lot to digest, and you have to give him a little bit of time to digest.
What do you think Aaron Rodgers would want?
Aaron Rodgers is going to want to jump right in there.
Right.
And I understand that. Listen, it's a touch-and-go situation. You see how much he can digest. It's about learning the first names of some of the guys on your own offense as well. But NFL playbooks are like phone books. And how can Aaron Rodgers call plays that he's not familiar with?
Well, it is the same nomenclature. It's the same language. But in Green Bay, they run difference. West Coast, but there's a difference. They do it here, too.
There's a difference. You're not drawing it up in the dirt and say, go deep. There are nuances.
But he does have to learn a different language.
It's like
moving from the U.S. to Australia. There are cultural differences, right, certainly, that you have to adjust to, but it's not like you can't communicate.
But there are blocking schemes. I don't feel it's, again, if you're drawing up a play in the dirt, that's one thing. But blocking schemes are make a play. Right? It's more than just the wide receivers running the routes. You have to be able to call the right play in the huddle. And he's not going to know that. And he won't even know it after a week and a half. Would I throw him in there? No, I wouldn't. A starting pitcher? Yes. If he got traded, I'd start him the next day. If it was LeBron James and he was traded to the Nuggets, I'd play him the next day. They'll find a way to figure it out. Look at Gordon, they picked up from Orlando in that trade. They played him almost immediately. He fit right in. There was a little bit of a learning curve, but at the end of the day, it's just basketball. And these guys run up and down the court. If you're open, shoot the ball. It's different for a quarterback. So no, I would not start him 5 days later. Aaron Rodgers will want that. Fangio will want that. But I would caution, give him just a little bit of time.
Would you start him a week later then? Like, if you're not, let's say you make the deal at the deadline, November 2nd.
Give him a full week of practice.
You're not starting him in Dallas, but you're starting him against Philadelphia the following week.
Give him a full week of practice.
Okay.
That's it. Give him a full week of practice. Put him in the best possible position that he can to succeed. And no, you can't wait 3 weeks. It would have to be at least, 7, 8, 9 days later. I think you're putting Rodgers in the best possible position.
Now, kind of supporting your point, when the Raiders traded for Carson Palmer, also represented by David Dunn, just as Aaron Rodgers is.
Pretty good quarterback back in the day.
Mid-season trade in the 2011 season. And the Raiders actually did start Kyle Bowler in that game.
Right.
But it went terribly early, and they put Carson Palmer in. And Palmer, that day, when he 5 days after the trade, and again, supports your point, so I'm helping you out here. 8 of 21, 116, no touchdowns.
You're not putting him in a position to succeed. Right. So the next day, hell no. 5 days later, no. Give me a full week of practice.
The next game after that, he threw 3 touchdown passes.
There we go.
And then the game after that, he threw 2. And then the Raiders finished 8-8. He was okay, had some good games, had some bad games.
Coming up after the break, hey, All-Star Game starts in roughly an hour. At least that's when it is scheduled, but then you have the festivities and the guys running out and getting introduced. What time do you think the game starts, about 6?
I think it'll start about 6:25.
That sounds about right to me. So, Germán Márquez, if he doesn't pitch in this game, you're going to be disappointed? Is that going to bother you? That's next.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive, Goodman Mason. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mount Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, not retail, wholesale lumber to the public for your next project, go to rmfp.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Hot Tub Outlet. As other hot tub stores in town make you wait 12 weeks, get your new hot tub today at Hot Tub Outlet in Littleton or go to hottuboutletdenver.com.
I am guessing you're excited for this All-Star game no matter what, but yes. Are you more excited because it is here or it doesn't make a difference?
Slightly more excited because it's here. I'm happy for Denver that it worked out. I mean, as a Braves fan, I was going to be excited regardless because originally it was supposed to be in Atlanta. So I was excited for...
Where's Acuna going to bat?
Acuna? That hurts, man. That really hurts. He tore his ACL over the weekend.
I know.
I didn't know if you knew that when you were on vacation. Of course I knew that.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of tuned out while I was on vacation.
That broke my heart again.
Yes.
I mean, I was watching it. I was at my parents' house watching it live on the lanai by their pool, and I was just crestfallen. I knew it was bad right away.
See, it's just the opposite. It's like the George Costanza of baseball. Yeah. Acuna Matata means do worry.
Yes. Well, just hope he's back by start of next season. That's the goal.
Germán Márquez, the only Rockies player in this All-Star game. Mm-hmm. They got to get him in there, don't they?
Absolutely. They have to.
As
the only Rocky in the game.
Afternoon Drive.
And they're hosting it. I mean, there was some thought that he should that he ought to start. I don't think he should have started. I mean, with all respect to Márquez, who is pitching very well right now, Max Scherzer, who is starting tonight for the National League, has a WHIP of under 0.9. It's microscopic. That's why he's starting. He's dealing right now. But you've got to get Márquez in at some point. And we've seen it kind of happen a couple of times over the years where the only player of the host team didn't get in and the fans were in an uproar. You can't do that. You got to give Germán Márquez at least an inning.
See, this is what I remember. When I was a fan of the Cubs growing up, we only had one representative.
Well, I mean, Trevor Story was in the Home Run Derby even though he's not in the All-Star game.
Correct. When I was growing up, I grew up a Cubs fan. We only had one representative because the team stunk. In 1984, yes, they went to the National League Championship Series. In 1989, went to the National League Championship Series. But when I was growing up in the 70s, the representative was Bill Madlock, and that was it. In the 1980s, it was Ryan Sandberg, and that was pretty much it. Yes, Greg Maddux was part of some of those teams in the 80s. I get it.
Didn't Fergie Jenkins ever break through from time to time?
That was before my time.
All right.
That was well before my time.
Hey, Bruce Sutter made it a few times, too.
Yes. But we only had one or two guys to really root for. So as a Cubs fan growing up, you're just waiting for your guy to get in there.
I remember.
And if he's a position player and he's not starting, he only gets maybe one at bat for the entire game.
Yeah, and sometimes not even that. I've when the Braves were bad, same thing. I remember waiting for Gerald Perry to get in the 1988 All-Star game because I'd seen him play at Richmond in AAA, and it was exciting. Right. He was the only representative of a very bad team that lost 106 games, and I waited the entire night for him to get in.
So Major League Baseball, for lack of a better phrase, made up a new rule for this All-Star game because of Ohtani. You know, as a pitcher, when you come out, boom, you're out of the game. That's it. But he was voted in as a DH. He can stay in the entire game. Would you like to see him stay in the entire game?
Selfishly, I would. But you've got to try to get as many players in as you can. So I don't think he will.
I don't think he will either.
I think he will get two plate appearances. And if they're raking tonight, like if they're sending 6-7 guys to the plate in the early innings, I think Ohtani will actually get three plate appearances, but more likely two.
Coming up after the break, we have two things going on. Number one, our friend Debbie and Mike from Marco's Pizza in Aurora is going to be joining us in studio with a pizza bowl and a Florentine pizza. So I hope you brought your appetite.
I did.
And we have, just in case you missed it, what do we got?
Well, with Wimbledon wrapping up
good
this
job.
Weekend,
good catch.
We have a new three-way tie for the most Grand Slams among men's tennis players. We'll talk about that and have a serious GOAT conversation on the other side right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason on Mile High Sports. My pocket can't remember the last time I saw it, and they don't want me in a bad mood, afraid that it'll spread and everyone will catch an attitude.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Look at that, producing by Danny. Very nicely done. Welcome back, Afternoon Drive, Goodman Mason. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to RMFP.com. I have been talking about Marco's Pizza in Aurora for a long time. I love the crust because the dough I know is made fresh every day. The sauce is great, and the cheese you use is an upgrade over most places. I want to bring in my friend Debbie from Marco's Pizza in Aurora. You brought for us the chicken Florentine pizza and a pizza bowl. Mm-hmm. Tell me where you want to start, because Andrew is going to be the sampler. When it comes to football, he's more of the analyst than I am.
Right.
So he's going to analyze while I ask you questions. Where should we start?
Well, you got to start with the pizza bowl.
All right.
Yeah. All right. What do we
go
got
for the
there?
The pizza bowl. This is the works. Now, I talk to people a lot of times. They come in and they just say they want the Supreme pizza. The Supreme pizza. Well, we have two different versions of Supreme. One is the deluxe, and it has pepperoni, Italian sausage, onion, mushroom, green pepper. This is the works.
Yeah.
And it has pepperoni, ham, Italian sausage, bacon, and then onion, green pepper, and mushroom.
Does it include a coupon to see your cardiologist?
This is healthy food.
Because there's no bread.
There's no bread in it. It's all, and those are real vegetables. We chop those fresh every day. Those right. are good nutrients.
Got a bite of the green pepper. You can tell it's fresh.
Yep.
The sausage is really good. It's not over-seasoned. Like, sometimes you get sausage that's got a little bit too much fennel in it, for example, and it kind of messes it up.
Right.
That is a very... And you don't want that with a pizza, because if you have the sausage that's too overpowering, it overwhelms the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That sausage is just right to go with the ham and the bacon and the pepperoni and the cheese.
Good.
And the sauce, like you always say, it's freshly made.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sauce is tremendous.
Okay, I gotta tell you something. Listen, and I've said this to you on the air before. Huh? I can't order the pizza bowl because I love the crust so much. If somebody wants great ingredients in a bowl and they're watching their carbs, oh my goodness. The pizza bowl is the way to go.
Yeah. Yes.
But being a Chicago guy, when it comes to pizza, it's all about the crust to me.
Yeah.
And this is unbelievable. What do we have for this chicken Florentine pizza that Andrew's getting the good job here?
Oh my gosh. Andrew, and I chose this in part because, and I'm sorry that y'all can't smell this, but it smells so garlicky good.
Yeah.
So what you have is... Yeah. That has our garlic parmesan crust.
Oh, really?
So instead of pizza sauce,
right?
We have a garlic buttery parmesan sauce that we put on there.
Right.
And then spinach.
Yep.
And cheese and chicken, red onions, and the red onions and the garlic are a beautiful combination. So, so good. Tomato and feta cheese on top.
Okay, listen. Ooh. Listen, before you talk about this and
go for it,
stop eating, please, because you can't shove. You got to talk. I'm going to bring a piece to Danny right now.
Oh, do it.
So hold on. So Mace, what do you got about this Florentine pizza?
Okay, the chicken Florentine, you mentioned the garlic, and that's one of the first things jumps out. And I think garlic is an incredibly underrated pizza topping.
Yeah.
When I can custom make a pizza, I like to put garlic on there. And the feta is something that I wasn't expecting. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually, the funny thing is I was at a Greek restaurant down near my parents' house over the weekend, and they basically like serve these like chunks of feta in the Greek salad. Ugh. So I'm a big fan of feta cheese because of all the Greek food that I've had over the years. And again, same thing with the green peppers in the pizza, in the pizza bowl.
Yeah.
The onions are crisp and very fresh. I mean, even though they're part of something that's been cooked, They're still crispy. You can kind of you can taste the onion flavor as well. And I haven't even gotten the tomato, but I'm sure it's good.
Okay, so I brought a piece to Danny, and I handed it to him, and then there was some of the pizza on my hand. So I'm like, okay, I'll just lick it off my hand. I'm like, God, that's a lot of really good garlic. And it's like on my hands, and I'm licking my fingers as I'm coming back in here. Danny, what do you say, man?
Yeah, you were right, Eric. This crust is phenomenal. All the ingredients, very fresh, very tasty. This is a great pizza. I'm a big fan of sauce too, so I'm kind of missing that with this, but everything else just goes together so well. You really don't even notice that there's not any red sauce on it.
Uh-huh. That's right. Well, that's just incentive for you to come out and see us and have the pizza sauce. Little anticipation.
Well, you know what is, and every Monday on the show, we give away one large specialty pizza, and I'll tell you where to me that sauce is pronounced. And it's the pepperoni melt that is loaded with the salt. And it's loaded with cheese, and it's got tons of pepper. That, if you want sauce and cheese and a great crust, and of course the pepperoni, that's the daddy.
And, that's honestly my all-time favorite. And, in fact, Mike is here today, and that's every time we have pizza at He can't sway from that pepperoni melt. It's a sea of pepperoni. Literally, the little pepperonis are overlapping all across. It's like a blanket of pepperoni, and then cheese on top of that. So you have cheese, an entire layer of pepperoni with no spaces in between, and then more cheese. And something about that cheese baked into it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
I have some good news and some bad news for you. What would you like first?
Bad news. Go for it.
The bad news is you have done such a good job. We no longer will be doing this segment on the phone because you have brought us something fantastic, and now everything will be in studio.
I like it. That's not forward. Bad news. Okay.
Mike, you're in the control room right now. Are you good with that? Is that a yes?
Thumbs up from Mike.
I bet it is. I bet it is. Okay, how do people find you, Debbie?
We're at 470 and Quincy, 470 and Smoky Hill. Literally like half a mile from 470. Zip off. Super easy to pop by on your way home. Get some pizza. You can call ahead. We'll have it ready for you when you get there. You can even order on our app. We have special hot deals on our app. You can find those on your Marco's Pizza app. You can download and have it on your phone.
I have said this since we have started working together, that I moved here about 16 years ago. You're always trying to find the right pizza. Me being a Chicago guy, I go through everything because I got to find the right one. and I don't go anywhere else. There's no reason to.
Yeah.
And this isn't like, this isn't some like testimonial because we work together. I was eating Marco's before we even met.
Yeah.
That's how great it is.
Yeah.
Marco's Pizza, find them in Aurora off of Smoky Hill Road and Quincy.
It's amazing. Every bite's been amazing.
Are you going to be able to do the rest of the segment or are you going to keep eating?
I'm going to do the rest of the segment.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Or should it be me and Debbie?
No, I can do it because you know what? The crust, finishing off this crust will be my reward at the end of just in case.
You there you go. It. Well, Danny pretty much finished his piece. Can you talk? Because you're part of this segment too.
Oh yeah, I can do it.
The only one not eating is me. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Denver Distillery. Their sweet potato vodka, bourbon, rum, and gin has a smooth and clean taste. Find Denver Distillery off Broadway in Denver or buy it at your local liquor store. And if they don't have it, demand it. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Just in case you missed it, over the weekend they finished up Wimbledon, and Novak Djokovic has tied Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer at 20 major tennis titles. This is the most ever by a male tennis player. All three tied at 20. When all is said and done, when each of their careers is over, who will have the most Grand Slam wins of the three?
Easy, Djokovic.
Djokovic, because he's younger.
He's younger. He's got more possibilities. I mean, Rafa Nadal, he'll keep going, but if he's going to do it, he's generally got to do it on clay, whereas Djokovic is capable of winning on any surface. He just has more opportunities, more viable opportunities to win Grand Slams at this point.
Federer and Nadal were a rivalry. And when you look at a rivalry like Ali Frazier, like Ali Foreman, you tend to give more credit to the player, to the boxer who had that rivalry. Djokovic didn't necessarily catch Federer and Nadal at the tail end of their careers, but I look at Djokovic more like Larry Holmes. Didn't have that rival. Like you had the rivalry between Federer and Nadal.
Yeah, we saw glimpses like the great 2019 Wimbledon final that Djokovic and Federer contested, but that wasn't peak Federer in the way, for example, the 2008 Wimbledon final, which is, for my money, the greatest tennis match ever played, when Nadal and Federer were at their peaks.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, try before you buy. What does that mean, Debbie? Let me tell you what that means, because you're sitting right here. Try before you buy means you can walk into any of their stores, and you can actually try out the appliances before you buy them. When you buy a car, you want to test drive it first, right? Well, when you go to Mountain High Appliance, unlike the big box stores, you can actually try out the appliances before you buy them. Plus, their sales staff is experienced as it gets. I mean, you want to work with people who can answer the questions, right? When you go to a big box store, somebody's going to sell you a washer and dryer and then sell you a screen protector for your iPhone. That's not customer service. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville. Littleton, you can also find their clearance center in Denver. Debbie and Mike, thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you. This is amazing.
This pizza will stay on set as long as it lasts. I don't know if it will, but when you're watching the show on milehighsports.com, Marco's Pizza, two great locations, both in Aurora, Quincy, and Smoky Hill, go where I go, Marco's Pizza. Coming up after the break. Well, how about Team USA, Kevin Durant, and Dame Lillard, and they suck.
And your guy Bradley Beal, too.
My guy Bradley Beal. Yeah. They couldn't beat Nigeria, right?
And then it got worse.
And then it got worse. Is this an aberration, or is this what we're going to expect in the Olympics? That's next. Always working overtime and not all time.